So we're now over 100 days into Donald Trump's presidency, and no matter what you think of the man, one thing is undeniable. He came out of the gates fast.
President Trump wasting no time.
It's been a historic 100 days.
Defined by its breakneck pace.
To his critics, it can feel like a car crash that never ends. To his biggest supporters, the pace of change can feel like a thrill.
He signed so many bills. My gosh.
So as the dust settles, with 100 days down, I wanted to know, how are Trump voters feeling about the direction that the country's headed?
Okay, wow, give me a minute.
And how do they feel about the man behind the wheel? So I came to a dirt track outside of Parkersburg, West Virginia, to find out.
We're at Ohio Valley Speedway, out here trying to tear something up, you know?
Yeah. There's all ages out here. How old are you?
I'm 18.
18 years old. How do you get into this at 18?
Poor decisions.
Are you having fun at the dirt track?
Yeah, you want to say yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just give us a sense of your personal politics. I assume a supporter of the president?
I'm a real supporter of the president.
2024 voted for Trump?
Yes.
I'm a supporter of this president, yes, but I'm a supporter of whoever can make my life better and make, you know, the country better. Democrat, Republican, doesn't matter.
First 100 days, how do we feel about it?
I want to know when the man sleeps.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, honest to goodness, when's he sleep?
In his first 100 days in office, Trump has broken a lot of records. Most executive orders signed. Most federal workers laid off. The highest tariffs in over 100 years. It's enough to make anyone's head spin, even if you support him.
Hitting stuff hard is kind of scary, you know, but it needs to be done. When's it going to be done? If you're going to drag your feet, or are you going to hit the nail on the head right there, you know?
I don't know that I can say that there's a lot that I want to say good job for the first 100 days. I think we have to give him more time.
Give him some time to take care of everything that's messed up. That's why people see him as the enemy right now.
He's moving real fast, like the cars at the track here. You feel like he's headed in the right direction, or is he turning right?
I don't know. I think he gets up on that wall and drags it a little bit here and there, but so far he ain't wrecked out.
Like a lot of people, I did vote. I felt like where we're at today and today's world with politics, we needed a change.
Yeah.
Politicians have been in there for years, and it's not working. We need a complete revamp, and I know people don't like to see it. They don't like to hear it.
You know, it's time we stop sitting back and being the underdog here. We should be a top dog in a lot of things, and we've let it go.
Yeah.
So we need to bring it back, and I pray to God that's what he's doing.
West Virginia is known for its extractive industries like coal, but Parkersburg is a hub for manufacturing. Or at least, it used to be.
The plants were built all along the river from the 50s and the 60s. And, you know, there's been a decline the last 20 years.
A lot of those have shut down now, so it's kind of taken away our population. We've gone down probably 10,000, 20,000 people.
And when they shut down, where'd they go? Where'd those jobs go?
They just sold out to overseas.
For years, Trump promised that he would bring manufacturing jobs back to America, back to the heyday when towns like Parkersburg were thriving. And so far, he's leaned hard on one policy tool in particular. Get into those tariffs, maybe. Does that ever affect you? And what do you think about that?
I think he needs to max it out on all of them.
Yeah.
Buy American. You don't have to worry about them tariffs.
The tariffs scared me.
Yeah.
When he cuts back on the tariffs, I want to pat him on the back and say, good job.
I would say probably 85% going well, the rest not, because my stocks are down a little bit. But you don't look at your stocks every day. It's long term. You just have to ride it out. That's what everybody else is doing.
It's about time someone wants to make it straight across the board.
Yeah.
We've been paying all these countries way too much for way too long.
How do I see stuff made in America again? I mean, we have the people here that can do it. Just needs to be more American-made stuff.
There's a huge debate about whether any of these tariffs will actually work. Will they bring back manufacturing jobs? Or will the chaos of Trump's approach discourage investment in the U.S. and create the conditions for a recession? We'll just have to wait and see. In the meantime, there are a whole lot of jobs that have been eliminated in the last 100 days. And that was by choice.
The Trump administration continues to hollow out the federal workforce.
The brand new Department of Government Efficiency goes.
You know, he's going in and cutting this and cutting that. You know, he's getting rid of some of the garbage that we don't need. Yep. The way I look at it.
$8 million for making mice transgender.
Making rats transgender, stuff like that. Why?
When we have 150-year-olds still drawing Social Security, so how many were truly there that were over that age? Who knows? Yeah,
but it doesn't even necessarily mean that all these people are receiving checks.
Right, right. They're just listed on the files.
Right.
And it doesn't mean money's going out to them.
With all the cuts that DOGE has made, it can be hard for anyone to keep track, to tell the difference between fact and fiction.
Most of the time, I don't know what to believe. What do you believe? This or that? This one or this one? Or you know, until I actually see something happening, then that's when you believe what's going on. So.
It turns out, DOGE made a pit stop in Parkersburg back in February when they laid off over 100 people at the Bureau of Fiscal Services, one of the largest employers in town.
With President Trump and the DOGE closing down a lot, we've got a lot of people losing their job at Bureau of Public Debt, so that hurts.
Do you know any of the people personally that were laid off at the Bureau?
I do, yes, I do. I go to church with a lot of them. We've been praying for them.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge impact. I have a lot of friends that have worked there and friends that have gotten laid off.
Not only does it affect them, it affects us, because if they don't have a paycheck, then they can't come to us to afford to get their hair done. So, it affects everything.
Yeah.
It's a roller coaster of emotions. Was so excited to get the opportunity to work here. This is like a dream job for this area.
Lindsay worked in accounting at the Bureau. On February 20th, she received an email informing her that she'd been laid off.
And it's been chaos ever since.
About a month later, she and other colleagues who had been laid off were told that they could come back to work.
So I scheduled my appointment for 8:15 this morning. I was going to come in, do my fingerprinting, get my badge. And at 6:10 a.m., they emailed us and canceled appointments.
Again?
Again, yep.
This morning?
Yep. We're going to have to come up with a plan and figure out how we're going to get our bills paid for the next month until we hear something else about what's going to happen here.
How do you make sense of Elon Musk's role in our government? Does it sit well with you? Talk about that a bit.
I question it. What interest does he really have? I've heard he's getting paid buku bucks, but then I've also heard he's not getting paid anything. So, you know, fake news. What is the truth? I don't really know.
Do you like Elon Musk? 1 to 10, do you feel like he's in your corner?
I'd say 5. I think he is to a degree, but everybody has an ulterior motive. I hate to say that. So
I give him 50-50.
Yeah.
Sometimes he is, sometimes he's not, I feel like. That's my opinion.
I want to believe that he's there because he truly has something that he is trying to accomplish for the United States. But then I see what he's doing right down here at the Bureau of Public Debt, and I get concerned.
Any sense of why they're doing this?
I think they have made tax cuts, so they've lost money, and that money has to come from somewhere. So they're just trying to make up the money from anywhere they can get it.
Right now, Republicans are gearing up for a fight over one of their biggest legislative priorities, making Trump's tax cuts from 2017, which mostly benefit the richest Americans, permanent. If they succeed, those cuts are estimated to add more than $5 trillion to the debt over the next decade. And to pay for that, they're considering a few options.
President Trump has endorsed a House budget plan that would make sweeping cuts to Medicaid.
Most of the federal spending is entitlements. So that's like the big one to eliminate.
Do you want him to do that? Do you not want him to do that?
Absolutely not. I paid into it all these years. I need to get something out of it.
Yeah.
I did auto body work for all my life. I'm retired now. I get Social Security, which is not enough to live on.
If you were talking directly to Trump and Musk, what do you want them to do on Social Security and Medicare? Keep it, cut it, increase it? What do we think?
Well, of course, I'm on Social Security, so I'm all for increasing it.
I hope they don't do anything to Social Security and Medicare, Medicaid, and all that.
Medicaid in West Virginia is huge, and it's not just people, it's kids. If you're going to take away the jobs that provide them with health care, that's not Medicaid, but then also take away the Medicaid, there's nothing else for them.
I'm not for the tax breaks for the rich. I think they already have a lot of money. They do need to, you know, pay the taxes and give it back a little to the middle class, because I think the middle class is the one that's really getting hammered right here.
How's the American dream doing, do you think?
Not well at all.
I'm diabetic.
Yeah.
And I've been diabetic for 30-some years. There's no sense in our medicine costing what it does. That is insurance greed.
All of those big corporations, those insurance companies, whether it's health insurance, life insurance, car insurance, they are buying the politicians and they're getting what they want that way. So they're making billions of dollars, but yet the average median income, they're barely making it.
Do you have a message for like Donald Trump or Elon Musk if they were watching?
Don't forget the working people. We're building the country. We're making the materials. We're working in those factories. You know, we're working in the government. You've got to make sure that you take care of us.
Here's the way I see it. Most of the Trump supporters I talk to see the chaos of Trump's first 100 days as necessary, even cathartic. They wanted someone from the outside who could move fast and break things, because to their mind, those institutions were already completely broken. But that doesn't mean they're on board with everything Trump has done. The folks we talked to were also worried. Worried about the impacts of deep cuts to the federal workforce. They're worried about preserving Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. And they're waiting to see how this whole global trade war thing will play out and whether it'll actually benefit them.
What do they say? Prepare for the worst and hope for the best?
Yeah.
That's pretty much what you have to do.
You got to take care of the people, take care of you. Well, we're taking care of the government, so they need to take care of us when we get old.
I think that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Being able to put food on the table, drive your car, pay your bills,
and
live your life with your family.
What do you want to see improved? What's missing in all of this?
A little more back to the working people. Just like racing, the fans that are in the stands are the ones that make it. And that's exactly what the working people are. They're the fans in the stands.
Hi. Thanks for watching our video. If you like this story and you want more stories like this, be sure to like and subscribe to the channel to get more Perfect Union in your feed. And if you have stories that you want us to investigate, drop them in the comments below.